This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Reds fell to the LA Dodgers on Tuesday night at Great American Ballpark, 8-2 the final score. Cincinnati had a 2-1 lead heading to the third thanks to home runs by Jonathan India and Albert Almora Jr., but Freddie Freeman hit a two-run double in the third to give LA the lead. He then hit a three-run triple in the eighth to put the game out of reach. Tyler Malley made the start for the Reds. He gave up four of the Dodgers' runs in six innings of work. And Joey Votto collected two hits on the night, the second of which was hit number 1,000 here at Great American Ballpark. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Tough one, Cowboys. The Reds come up short tonight against the Dodgers. 8-2 the final in this one. And I go back to early in this game because you were talking about it. We were both talking about how good Tony Gonsolin has been. The Reds had some opportunities early to get to him and do some more damage than what they did. They just couldn't find a way to really capitalize on those opportunities.
Yeah, this is starting to become kind of a normal theme where the Reds come out of the gate and they're playing gangbusters. I mean, they're aggressive at the plate. They're getting after it. There's some energy that's on the field, and they're not able to sustain that. And somehow along the way, whether it's the manager, the coaching staff, the players themselves, they've got to figure out a way to continue to sustain that and continue to fight for it. I get the fact that you're now 23-44. Look, I've been on teams like that. But you still have to come to the ballpark with some semblance of expectation to win. I don't care if it's the Dodgers in town or not.
As far as the pitching goes, Tyler Malley didn't look quite as sharp this time around as he did in Arizona. Now, I get it. He's not going to look that good every time out. What did you see from him tonight?
I think there was fatigue from the last start. And I mentioned that when we started the ballgame. 119 pitches, you pitch nine innings of shutout baseball, and you get nothing for it. That number one, that's a mental downer for Tyler Malley. And I think that coming into this ballgame, he didn't really have the same zip on his fastball, and it just didn't look like he had the same life in the body.
Reds fall to the Dodgers. Once again, final score 8-2. Yid, back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Highlights right after this.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Reds lost their fifth straight on Tuesday night as they fell to the Dodgers 8-2, and now to the highlights. Tyler Malley started for the Reds. He quickly retired the first two batters he faced, but then number three hitter Will Smith got a pitch he could handle.
Now Malley's 0-1 pitch, and this ball is hit high into the air and deep to left. Backing up Pham, he's at the wall, looks up, and it's 1-0 Dodgers. Will Smith drives it out of here to left, his ninth home run of the year.
Tony Gonsolin started for the Dodgers, and coming into the game, he had not given up a base hit to the leadoff batter in any of his starts. That changed in a big way when he had to face Jonathan India.
Good luck getting the leadoff man on against him, period. The Reds with a chance to do that. The 3-1 hammered to left, down the line, and gone! Jonathan India!
There's your first hit, and it was a long, far one.
A line drive over the left field wall just inside the foul pole. And this game is tied at one on India's first home run of the year.
After the homer, Brandon Drury singled and Tommy Pham was hit by a pitch, but Joey Votto flew out and Kyle Farmer grounded into a double play to end the inning. The Reds did take the lead off Gonsolin in the bottom of the second. Mike Moustakas struck out. Nick Senzel then grounded out, but number eight hitter Albert Almora Jr. went way back.
The 2-2 pitch. He swings and drives this high and very deep, left center field, and gone. Albert Almora Jr. puts the Reds on top 2-1 with a home run out of here to left center field. It's his fourth of the year.
That was not a split finger. That was a fastball out over the plate, and he absolutely barreled it.
L.A. retook the leadoff Malley in the third. Gavin Lux and Trey Turner both singled to begin the inning. Number two hitter Freddie Freeman was next up.
Choked up on the bat, trying to wait as long as he can. The 3-2, and it is ripped down the right field line, and that is into the corner. That will score Lux from second. Turner flying around third. The throw to the plate offline. The throw to third, and they will get Freeman. The Dodgers will plate at least two here in the inning, and they have taken a 3-2 lead on the double by Freddie Freeman.
The Dodgers added another run in the fourth on a Gavin Lux sack fly to right field. Malley pitched two more innings and was finished after six, and it was a bit of a struggle for the Reds right-hander. Six innings, 12 hits, four runs, all of them earned, a walk, four strikeouts, a home run, 111 pitches, 67 of those for strikes. After he gave up Dalmore a home run in the second, Goslin really settled down. In fact, he retired 10 of the last 11 batters he faced. Evan Phillips took over in the sixth for L.A. He gave up a two-out double to Joey Votto, but that was it. Raver San Martin pitched a scoreless seventh for Cincinnati, but in the eighth, he gave up two hits with a strikeout sandwiched in between. That was the end of his night. Luis Cesar replaced him. He gave up an infield single to Trey Turner to load the bases, and that brought back up Freddie Freeman.
The pitch, and he swings and sends a high drive deep left center field. On the run, Senzel, and it is off the wall, and it caroms back past the center fielder to center field. Pham over from left to get it. Three runs have scored, and Freeman this time into third safely with a bases clearing triple, and the Dodgers have blown it open with three runs in the eighth. It is 7-2.
Will Smith followed the triple and made it 8-2.
Here's the 1-0. And this ball is hit in the air deep toward the right field corner. Almora racing over. He slides and makes the catch just inside the line deep in the right field corner. But Freeman will tag and score from third. And the Dodgers have plated their fourth run of this eighth inning. It's now 8-2.
That was a really good play by Almora Jr.
Cincinnati went down in order in the seventh and again in the eighth. David Price came out to pitch the bottom of the ninth for the Dodgers. With one out, he had to face Joey Votto, and Votto reached yet another career milestone.
Now Max Muncy will move over to the second base side of the bag in the shift. Trey Turner is left alone at short. The 0-1. And Votto lines one over Turner and into left field, a base hit. Two-hit game for Joey Votto tonight. He's 2-for-4. He has one out single here in the ninth inning, and maybe that's a sign that he's starting to get heated up again.
Well, that's a different swing right there than what we saw from Votto in his first two at-bats of this ball game. Really the first three at-bats, because those at-bats, he was looking to pull the ball, hit the ball out of the ballpark. That was a swing where you're staying back and trying to drive the ball to the big part of the ballpark.
And that is Votto's 1,000th career hit here at Great American Ballpark. So congratulations to Joey Votto on that. Nice applause for Votto, and he doffs the cap.
Kyle Farmer then popped up for out number two. Mike Moustakas hit a ground ball to force Votto at second, and that was the ball game. Here are the totals for L.A. 8 runs, 17 hits, no errors, 8 left on base. Cincinnati, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They stranded 4. Gonsolin, the winner, 9-0. Malley, the loser, 2-6. Home runs in the game. Smith, number 9 for L.A. For Cincinnati, India, number 1. Almora, number 4. 2 hours and 56 minutes, 18,476 on hand at Great American Ballpark. Time to hear from Red starter Tyler Malley.
Do you feel, given that it seemed like there were a handful of balls that kind of skirted through the infield or were close to being outs that came back to bite you guys?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I had to battle, you know, through six. That's just the way it was today. It wasn't easy.
Did you feel like you were able to minimize some of the potential damage by hanging in there that long?
Yeah, definitely. You know, just like I said, just had to grind, and you know, luckily it could have easily, you know, been one of those outings where you come out in the fourth or whatever. So yeah, it was just a grind. So, good team.
Yeah, I know every start is different, but given the role that you've been on and knowing what you feel about the way that you're pitching right now, do you take things from this one that you can continue to work in moving forward?
I mean, yeah, it's just, like I said, I mean, I was just kind of, you know, grinding through the outing, didn't have my best stuff, felt like they were kind of looking for, you know, like they kind of knew what my game plan usually is, so then we had to work, you know, around that, so, I mean, if anything, you know, take that from it, you know, like, learn how to, you know, switch game plans faster, I don't know, so, I mean, we worked with, you know, what we had, so.
Did it feel like your fastball was just off the tick, maybe from the way it was in Arizona last time?
Yeah, maybe it was the heat, I mean, it was pretty hot out there, but, and just never really getting into a groove, so maybe that had to do with it. That's something to do with it.
You mentioned the game plan, when do you kind of notice that they're kind of pick you up on what you're trying to do?
I mean, probably should have noticed right away when Smith hit the homer. You know, it wasn't like a bad pitch, but wasn't up like I wanted it to be. And then just like it just wasn't effective. Got some pop outs, but it wasn't that effective.
Wednesday night, it's game two of the three-game series as Luis Castillo goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He's 2-4 with a 3.33 ERA. Lefty Tyler Anderson pitches for the Dodgers. He is 8-0 with a 2.82 ERA. We're on the air with the pregame show at 6:10. First pitch is scheduled for 6:40. And once again, the final score on Tuesday night, the Dodgers beat the Reds 8-2. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.